anointing, Jesus, praise the Lord. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, these are the days of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again. By the anointing, Jesus, praise. By the anointing, Jesus, praise the Lord. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, these are the days of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again. By the anointing, Jesus, praise. He's not by power. It's not by man. Hallelujah. By the Spirit says the Lord. It's not by power. It's not by might. Hallelujah. By the Spirit says the Lord. This mountain, this mountain, that sickness, that death, that court case shall be removed. That stagnation shall be removed. Oh, these mountains shall be removed. Hallelujah. By my spirit says the Lord. It's not by power. It's not by might. Hallelujah. By my spirit says, by the raising of the anointing, every yoke shall be broken. By the raising of the anointing, every yoke shall be broken. Every yoke shall be broken. Every yoke shall be broken. By the raising of the anointing, every yoke. Every yoke shall be broken by the reason of the Lord. Every yoke shall be broken. If you sang the prophetic song with me this morning, as you have sung, so shall it be for you. Let every yoke be broken for you. Let no investment of hell escape what the Lord is doing in your life today in the name of Jesus. Shout him in like fire. If you notice the prayer point, we prayed for the kingdom first before we pray for ourselves. In case you are new at the daily prophetic encounter, you must understand that some people struggle. Some people find it easy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and be at par with it, and all other things shall be added. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you had in mind, whatever you want broken totally, will not escape this anointing service. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Leave your seats, go to people and welcome them. Say good morning, welcome to DP, the anointing service session. Be seated in the heavenly places. Love you right back. God bless you. Love you right back. In Acts chapter 2, verse 39, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off. The Bible was written about the Jewish people. I'm from Ekiti, Nigeria. That's to all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call. If you receive the calling of the Lord, shout amen, somebody. Amen. Of a truth, the promises or the promise of God are for two people, Abraham and Christ. The Bible says in Galatians 3:15, you will see how a lawyer was playing with words, because words matter in legal terms. But brethren, I speak in the manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls it or adds to it. In other words, how I will know in the olden days that our agreement stands is that we will shake hands and make covenant. Bible says, woe unto a man that shakes hand with someone that is unstable. In other words, don't make a covenant with someone that will break the covenant, who doesn't regard a higher authority over them. So if there's covenant, it ends all argument. In verse 16, I'm going to 18. The Bible says, now Abraham and his seed were the promises made. So it didn't say seeds, it says seed. It does not say to seeds, it said seeds don't mean as of many, but as of one, because it said seed. And that seed is Christ. Now to Abraham and the seed were the promises made. So if you're not Jewish and you don't belong to Jesus Christ, the promise is not for you. That's why Ephesians 2:12 says you don't have hope. You don't have God in this world. Because you are called uncircumcision by what is called circumcision made with hands. You are not sharing out of the commonwealth of Israel. You are not sharing out of the... You are strangers, total strangers to the covenants of the promise. Because the promise was made to Christ and to Abraham. So if you go back to verse 16, let's read 17. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, after God made the promise, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ. That it should make the promise of no effect. Let's read 18. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. If you read verse 27 of the same chapter, verse 27. For as many of you were hidden in Christ, baptizo, you have put on Christ. So like a cat suit. How many of you have done parties for your children and you wore a beanie? Is it, what do you call that? Barney. I said beanie. Barney. You don't know who's inside. Because the person has put on Barney. So when you put on Christ, you say, Lord, you said to me. God will say, yes, I said to you. So in verse 28, Bible says, in the same chapter, verse 28, there's neither Jew nor Greek. We don't know your tribe anymore. There's neither slave nor free. We don't know whether you are free or you are a slave anymore. There's neither male or female. Some people cannot stay under a female pastor. We don't know your gender anymore. For you are all one. It means you are not all one. Because the Bible says the least in the kingdom. We have the different levels. You look the same in Christ. That's the meaning. In verse 29. If you are Christ. If you put on Christ. If you belong to Christ. Then you are Abraham's seed. You are the seed they spoke about in verse 17, verse 15. And you are an inheritor according to the promise. You have a right to say, Lord, you said to me. Were you there? You said to me. Did you hear that? Yes, in Acts 3:25. You are sons of the prophet. Please pay attention. You are sons of the prophet and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. Saying to Abraham, in you or in your seed, through Christ, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So when you came into Christ, you came into the blessing of God. And one of the blessings you came into is the blessing of increase. Therefore, every stagnation is cursed in your life. I say every stagnation is cursed in your life. In Proverbs 10:22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. You can see nobody's name was put there because your name is applicable. Makes beyond rich. Ha ha! You are still there saying, eh, no, not everybody will reach. No, yes, it's true. Not everybody will hear this. They will not believe this. There are people in this service who do not believe this. But I believe. Rahab said, we have heard, but I believe. No wonder she was saved. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. But this type of blessing adds no sorrow. So a house is not a blessing. It's a product of the blessing. A car, a good one, a good wife is not a blessing. But a blessing produces those things. It's an anointing. When you see the wind blowing and you see paper moving and leaves moving, the leaves moving is not the wind. But something is pushing the leaves. I pray in the name of Jesus, stagnation is cursing your life. As the anointing hits your head today, particularly the representation, the oil hits your head today, every stagnation is cursed in your life. Every stagnation is cursed in your life. You will go forward. Things will work for you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Psalm 115 verse 12, I want to read to 14 because of time. The Lord has been mindful of us. We didn't twist his hand to the back to say, bless us. He was mindful of us. He will bless us. What? I can read it. He has blessed me. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. If you're a pastor listening to me, use this scripture in your home. I have been a pastor before, and because I was blessed, I was not blessed. He will bless the house of Israel and bless the house of Aaron. Two shall work together. And the Lord has been mindful of us. Verse 13, because of time, let's move fast. He will bless those who fear the Lord, in case you're not a pastor. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. And I want to take it a step further so that you understand. In verse 14, the Bible says, may the Lord give you increase more and more. In other words, if you are increased, it can be more. I say it can be more. May the Lord give increase more and more. You and your children. They say, you know, their father was rich. They have to be poor. You know, God does things in cycle. That's not covenant. May the Lord give you increase. You and your children. You children right now, I'm saving things for you. I'm buying property because you can be poor. It's not you don't read your Bible. Anybody who is rich in this generation can be rich through any means, by stealing government money, by going to Satan, but they can't pass it to their children. Off of your head, think about it. Think about any rich person you knew. They can't pass it to their children without covenant. Because God is not God of Abraham. He's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, David said, is there no one I can show mercy in the house of Saul for Jonathan's sake? Covenant moves from generation to generation. Say after me, hi, my children. I can't hear you. Say, hi, my children. We will prosper. The Lord will increase us more and more. Which means you'll be more. You will increase more. You will not be stagnant. You will not be on the spot. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 9. 1 Peter 3. Bible says you've been called. If you allow me to read from the beginning, but that's not what I want you to see. Not returning evil for evil. But on the contrary, bless those who curse you. Knowing, have it at the back of your mind, that you were called to this. You are called to bless. You are called to bless. But the last part is what I want you to pay attention to. That you may inherit a blessing. People that hold people in their heart. All the time you are keeping malice. You are doing things. Bible says you can inherit a blessing like that. I pray that everyone in this place, you will not come to this anointing service in vain. You will live a life of blessing. What am I supposed to do? Live a life of obedience. In Job 36 verse 11. The Bible says in Job 36 verse 11. Glory be to God. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Read the Amplified Version. If I have time, I will read the message. But if I don't have time, you can read that at home. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness and joy. I pray for you. You will spend your days and your years in pleasantness and joy. Message translation. Hallelujah. If they obey and serve him, they'll have a good and long life on an easy street. Things will be easy for you. In Isaiah 1:19, if you get home, read the NLT. We don't have time. If you are willing and obedient. Some people are willing. They want good to come to them, but they are not obedient. You will eat the good of the land. Let the good of where you live, let it come to you. As this oil hits your head, everything that has budgeted that good will not come to you, you are having near success syndrome. I pray in the name of Jesus, they will be over in your life. Let this service be a deliverance service for you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you do what Abraham did, if you do what Christ did, you will enjoy what both of them enjoyed. Don't come here and say amen and go and listen to the wrong people. It doesn't work that way. He said, cast out the bondwoman and the child. They shall not be a part of the inheritance. Blessed is the man who does not listen to the counsel, the advice of the ungodly. Why are they bothered about what why are they bothered about church? Somebody spoke about church and confessed that I was in church last 20 years ago. How can you listen to someone who was in church last 20 years ago? I read it. I was in church last 20 years ago. Pastors will answer some case with God. Some of the people attacking church went to children's church, but they were not well taught. What are you supposed to do? Number one, do the word. Anything you see in the Bible, stop saying, God told me. Start with the written word before you start with the spoken word. In James 1:22, I want to read from 22 to 25. The Bible says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. In verse 23, the Bible says, if anyone is a hearer, anyone, including the pastor, is the hearer of the word and not a doer, is like a man observing his face, his natural face, in a mirror. In verse 24, he says, he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. You can imagine I'm not sure if I'm a man. Say, I'm a woman. Why did you say that? Somebody told me I'm a woman. I looked at the mirror. If you looked at the mirror this morning, wave your hands at me. Did you see me there? You saw yourself. That's the way the word is. See yourself. If you don't see yourself, you're not started. The Bible says, for he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Verse 25. The Bible says, whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but doer of the work. This one is black. This one is white. This one is from the Antarctic. This one is from the Arctic. This one will be blessed in whatever he does. So when I'm doing the word, I'm not doing the pastor a favor. I'm not doing God a favor. I'm doing myself a favor. Number two, obey his prophet. When I came off stage, I sang a song to you. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet has said. In the New Testament, the office of the prophet changes a little bit. Somebody cannot meet you on the road and say, hey, you are called to be a pastor and you just resign your job. No, anything I say must be a confirmation. And it must be out of God's word. Some familiar spirit can know what you did yesterday, what you ate yesterday. So be on guard. But that doesn't mean that prophets don't exist anymore. There's the daughters of Philip who are prophetesses. There are prophets in the New Testament. In Acts chapter 13, the Bible says there were certain teachers and prophets in the church. I was in Antioch. And they named them. So don't ever think prophets don't exist in the New Testament. Their office, their function changes. You must believe his prophet. If you don't, you'll be shortchanging yourself. While pastors have excesses, why must you attend a church where the pastors have excesses? Then be praying for him if God tells you to stay there. Why must you attend the church? You must believe in the prophet. Or else, there are some things you can enter. Write it down. In the New Testament, the Bible says, don't despise prophesying. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. A lot of people think they know and they grieve the Spirit of God because they despise prophesying. Prophets are agents of blessings and increase. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He knew I was supposed to have traveled by now. I said, I have my passport ready. I wanted to travel. God said, don't travel. Do the anointing service. He said, Kai, I wish I was in Nigeria. I would just do the same thing. For what God said to one, he said to another, I would just do the same thing. He said, there's some things God wants to break. But there are COSA members who are not here today. They are not online. They are the ones that will come and say, Pastor, I want to see you now. Not me. I'm telling you, not me. If I can cancel my trip to be with you and you chose not to come, it's your business. Oh, Pastor, you don't have a heart for the people. I have more than 10 hearts for the people. 10. You are not the one to tell me. I've been in ministry for a while. If there's a reason why God, you can't have a wrong heart and God will continue to support you. It's not possible. I pray in the name of Jesus. If you've come here with your heart, I pray that everything that God has not planted will be destroyed in your life. Will be destroyed in your life. Prophets give direction and they can stir up increase in your life. In Hosea 12 and verse 13, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. 430 years is not easy for them to come out. Pharaoh naturally would not have released them, but by a prophet, he brought them out. And by a prophet, he preserved them. How did they live in 40 years? Even in sin, they were preserved. Early in the morning, angels wanted to have breakfast. God packed it. What is happening? The church downstairs need food. God brought water out of the flinty rock by a prophet. I pray for you. You will not be stuck another day again. I say you will not be stuck another day again. In Hebrews 13, 17, there are some things that you think are more than. They are destroying you from inside outside. Anything you have to say, God knew it before you know it. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive. There are lots of wives that would have been delivered from what they are going through, but they take their husband, who is a prophet, for granted. There are lots of brothers, lots of sisters. Miriam was older than Moses. He was the one that didn't allow them to kill Moses. God said, well, you're not afraid of Moses. Aaron was not the younger brother of Moses. He was the older brother. God said, well, you're not afraid. And Miriam had leprosy for disrespecting her younger brother. That was a prophet. Bible says no one takes this honor to himself except the person that is called like Aaron was called. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch over your souls. They may not tell you, they may not know whether you went to the toilet. Did you go to the toilet today? Did you do this? In prayer, they watch over your souls. Let them do it with joy. They watch over your soul like those who will give accounts. This is not modernity. This is not social media. This is Bible. Let them do it with joy and not with grief. For that will be unprofitable. In other words, you will enter the next level God wants you to enter by prophet. This is Hebrews 13, New Testament. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will enter a new beginning. My prophet called me yesterday and prayed for me. When I finished the message, I knelt down, maybe for 30 minutes, I would just pray. He said some things to me, and words don't die. I pray. He said, the program we just finished, I missed you there. And he said some words to me. I pray for you, everyone listening to me. I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll be elevated to where you belong. I say you'll be elevated to where you belong. If you believe it, shout to me from your inside. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord You know, a lot of people don't believe in God. Believe in the Lord and you'll be established. Believe in the prophet also. Jesus said, you believe in God? Believe in me that was sent by that God. If you don't believe in the prophet, the man you can see, how can you claim that you believe in God that you can see? Believe in the prophet also, and you shall prosper. You will prosper.
Amen.
In Psalm 112, verse 2, verse 1, please, I need to move fast. Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord and delights greatly, greatly in his commandments. Number 3, delight greatly in his commandments. Delight greatly in his commandments. You know, some people, they just, let me just do this. The word of God is like supermarket to them. You know, when you get to a supermarket, you buy what you want and you reject some things. I'll take this. I won't take this. Who delight greatly. Let me tell you what happened to him. In verse 2, the Bible says, his children, his descendants shall be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Will be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his, not him having wealth, it will be in his, if you enter his house that week. Kare baba baba baba. I pray in the name of Jesus, wealth and riches shall be in your house. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. As this oil touches your head, you go to work and you go home. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. In Genesis 22, number 4, do it immediately. Immediately. Don't say, I waited January. Do it immediately. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. God said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Take now your only son. Was Isaac his only son? Was that the firstborn? But God can name what he wants. Don't give him Ishmael when he has asked for Isaac, because the two of them are sons. That was what Saul did. Samuel said, what are they bleating of the sheep? He said, I wanted to offer it. To obey is better than sacrifice. Do what he says. 10% is so small. Just do it. I want to give all. Thank you. Just do it. After doing what God says, if you want to do more, do it. There's a department in this church that did something for church. And their leader said, no. It's a seed. I said, no. Let's give everybody what they want. If you want to sow it, sow it. Nobody sowed. Nobody. Which means in their heart of heart, experience is powerful. So nobody can gossip about me that I did that thing, pastor, give me nothing. Give everybody. If they want to sow, nobody sowed. Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love. If I have two cars, I can give the one I don't love. Whom you love. And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt sacrifice. Which I shall tell you. Not where you want. The one I shall tell you. In verse 3. Abraham rose early. Abraham didn't tell Sarah. This is what God is telling. He didn't tell his cousin. God is saying, are you mad? A child you waited for, so it was between him and God. Number 5, be consistent with obedience. I'm going to close here. Be consistent. In Galatians 6 and verse 7. Galatians 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not. I want to read verse 9 because of time. In verse 9, it says, let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. If we don't faint or lose heart. Don't come for DP when they are doing anointing service alone. Make it consistent. Challenge the grace upon your life. Do something new. Don't expect something new without doing something new. Oh, cargo service everywhere was full, overflow. People come for prayer. And they are the first to say, I'm not saying some people are not online. But you came to church. After 17th, the anointing will be end. What will you tell God? That you exempted yourself. Come on, talk to me. I pray in the name of Jesus that this service shall work for you. Your coming here shall not be in vain. Now I pray for you. Open your oil. Can you pray in tongues? For 1 minute. Make it louder. Make it louder. Let your faith be obvious. Increase. I and my children. Increase. On every side. I believe in God. I believe in the prophet. I do the word. In the name of Jesus. I'm consistent. In the name of Jesus. I do it immediately. Anything I'm convinced about, I do it immediately. Rabba ba 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 ba. Roboko santo robo. Shitari ba 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 ba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let everything that concerns you begin to increase right now. Experience increase on every side. Can I hear your email like thunder? Everything called stagnation, as this oil touches your head, is cursed in the name of Jesus. Is cursed in the name of Jesus. Stagnation at work, stagnation your business, stagnation your career, stagnation your ministry. They are cursed in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. My covenant, because you're put on Christ, let everything begin to move forward. I say to you as your pastor, whether you're watching online or you're here physically, begin to make progress. Let your progress appear unto all. Let your progress appear unto all. Let your result be different. Let your result be unequal. If you believe it, shout him in the fire. As you delight greatly in this